World Health Organization officials say hospital patients in Gaza are waiting to die as extreme shortages of staff and supplies create dire conditions in the few remaining hospitals. World Health Organization Emergency Medical Team Coordinator Sean Casey says tens of thousands of people are living in hospital corridors and operating theatres, and that patients can barely move through the hospital without treading on hands and feet. So far, at least 24,000 people have been killed in Gaza since October 7 and over 60,000 injured. Mr. Casey says he thinks the only thing that could really make a difference is a ceasefire.
I saw patients in hospitals every day with severe burns, with open fractures, waiting hours or days for care, and they would often ask me for food or water. It demonstrates the level of desperation that we see. So in addition to their injuries and illnesses, they're just crying out for the basics of life. What could change those dynamics? Access is an enormous one. The ability to move people and supplies safely and quickly. Overall, the most critical need is really a ceasefire, because everything short of that is simply addressing needs on a day-by-day basis.